Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, are other members of the WWE locker room jealous of Charlotte Flair?
Carmella shoots on the lack of time given to female wrestlers on Monday Night Raw.
Buddy Murphy might have been given a little slap on the wrists for a certain Instagram post.
Oh, and are we getting another title match at WrestleMania 37? I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news.
Okay, let's kick things off by talking about Charlotte Flair and Andrade, two people we talk about feels like every day at this stage. But they've both got a lot going on, they've got a lot of cooking. And we've got some new details here that have come out from Andrade's interview with Lucha Libre Online, his first big post-WWE media thing. He was speaking to Hugo Savinovich, who is, of course, the former WWE Spanish language announcer, now associated with AAA. Big legend indeed. Love Hugo. Great value on commentary on Triple Mania last year. But we got some interesting new quotes from Andrade on Charlotte and talking about, you know, what maybe causes her problems and stuff in the locker room. This has been translated by WrestlingNews.co, so that's where we have the translation from, as Spanish language interview in the first instance. And look, I'll just run through this. When asked about, like, you know, why was Charlotte removed from the WrestleMania 37 poster, Andrade said, "I have a lot of information, but I don't want to cause trouble for her. I can say that I don't know exactly that it was because of me that they removed her, but there is a lot of jealousy towards her. There are a lot of female wrestlers in WWE, but only three or four can wrestle for 20 minutes. A lot of them complain about her getting opportunities." He goes on, alleging an incident where a member of the locker room took a photograph of Charlotte while she was changing, which is gross and probably very illegal. "She's had problems backstage," Andrade said. "One time someone took a photo of her when she was changing. We know who, but she didn't want to say anything and WWE didn't know about it." And Andrade goes on, saying there's a lot of jealousy towards her. They look at her as just the daughter of Ric Flair. "I know she's a good wrestler and she has earned her spot in WWE. There's a lot of jealousy. After matches, a lot of people say she works stiff." So Charlotte's current situation, she doesn't have a match lined up for WrestleMania 37. She was previously going to challenge for the Raw Women's Championship. In fact, she did issue the challenge for that, but Rhea Ripley is facing Asuka instead. The SmackDown Women's title is now tied up. She hasn't returned to television since the battle with the ongoing Global Bastard that she had, and the story we covered yesterday about a WWE doctor telling her she might have been pregnant, which turned out not to be the case. So she's not been on TV for a while. Look, the Charlotte debate is, it goes on and on and on. It's been the same thing for years. Is she getting opportunities ahead of other people? Is she pushed to an unfair level and all of that stuff? And there's always a lot to unpack with it. I'll just summarize this by saying that Charlotte Flair is a fantastic pro wrestler and a major star in that division, and somebody who should be headlining shows. But there are definitely criticisms to be made with regards to her booking. Not that that has anything to do with her. It's up to Andrade whether or not he thinks that's a product of jealousy. We're not in that locker room, so we couldn't sit here and go, yes, insert name here is jealous of Charlotte Flair. But it's interesting to think about. Always the duality with Charlotte Flair. She's tremendous, but sometimes WWE are a little heavy-handed with her, perhaps.
Yeah, I'm not going to speculate on the accusations of jealousy because, like you say, we're not in that locker room.
Yeah.
All I'd suggest now going forward, rather than hoying her into one of the two title matches and making them a triple threat, I think now too much time has passed. It would make no sense for her to go into the SmackDown title picture. Slightly more sense on Raw, but you've only got the last Raw before WrestleMania to do it, which they might do. Try and get a few more ticket sales, who knows. But I'd have her either be the first challenger to Rhea Ripley after WrestleMania. Great story there, of course, from last year. Or potentially, long-term booking WWE, have her be the person that Rhea faces at SummerSlam. Because, again, they've got great history together. And just make use of that. But, yeah, I'm not going to speculate on everything else you just talked about because I don't know. But speaking of women's wrestling, on Monday Night Raw, Carmella was on Twitter on Monday night shooting on the fact that they were barely given any time on the penultimate Raw before WrestleMania. She tweeted, less than 10 minutes total in three whole hours regarding the fact that all we got on Monday Night Raw, as far as I remember, was the contract signing between Asuka and Rhea Ripley for WrestleMania and then some more bollocks with the women's tag division. In WWE's defense, there's not a lot of other things I would want them to do with Asuka and Rhea Ripley right now. I think that's been built pretty well for the 2 weeks that it's been going on. And the Raw women's tag team picture has been a bloody shambles for months now. But you can understand where she's coming from, that there's a lot of other bollocks on this show. Did you really need, you know, Miz and Morrison's thing with Bad Bunny to go that long? Or Shane's goddamn fifth grade report card bollocks? Like, okay, the bits that they used, that they gave them time for, didn't need more time, but they've got so much talent that's being underutilized or not utilized at all on both shows, Andy.
Yeah, the Raw Women's Division in particular is not good. The representation level is very poor. 10 minutes this week, over 3 hours. I mean, it's like a lot of people would say, oh, well, I don't care about this person and these other people who weren't used. And, well, that's WWE's fault for not building them up and not positioning them into storylines that people want to invest in and things that mean something. So, yeah, I mean, Carmella's got a point. It's interesting to see her kind of breaking rank to express this on Twitter. But, look, I agree with her. WWE has been seen as, you know, this standard bearer of women's wrestling throughout the entire women's evolution, but we can't let things slip. Look, no. I'm sure Asuka versus Rhea Ripley is going to be great, and the build has been fine so far, absolutely. But, you know, they could have started this build like 5 or 6 weeks ago. Rhea Ripley was sitting in catering, doing nothing. Yeah, I'm not going to give WWE any slack here. You have a massive women's roster. 10 minutes. Imagine the uproar if, say, Dynamite just had 5 minutes this week or something. Yeah. It's the same thing. It's a crazy situation. Women, it sucks.
And women don't just have to fight over titles or men. They can have issues just the same way like Cesaro and Seth Rollins have got one. But hopefully that'll change going forward.
Get people on TV. Buddy Murphy. He hasn't been on TV a whole lot over the past few months, but he's back. He's under Seth Rollins' wing again. Mysterio family storyline apparently just vanished into thin air. He may have gotten into a little bit of a slappy wristy from WWE Buddy Murphy here, because when he came back to TV, why am I calling him Buddy? It's not his name anymore. But when he came back to TV, he posted an Instagram comment, and I'm going to read the Instagram comment, trying to bridge WWE's own logic gap, trying to fill in the gaps in the story with the Mysterios. He posted the following. Let's point out the obvious. The Mysterios used me. I never needed them. I'm beyond one of the most talented in-ring performers on the planet. Aaliyah used me to be on TV and advance her acting career. Dominic used me so he had a reason to stand at ringside. Rey was jealous that I became the face of the Cruiserweight division and he was left out. They took what they wanted from me and left me in the shadows. Sounds like my time in NXT. And according to Dave Meltzer on Wrestling Observer Radio, the reason that this comment vanished shortly after it was posted, because WWE said, hey, get rid of that, buddy. No, don't do that. The company were apparently a little bit annoyed at his attempt at, in Dave's words, shooting his own angle. Now, recently as well, Murphy has challenged Aleister Black to a WrestleMania match. Aleister Black has responded with a photo of his gear. It's not happening, lads. They're not going to do it for you. I'd like to see it. Don't get me wrong. I think it'd be a good match. But no, they're not going to do it. Murphy being a bit of a scamp here. Comment deleted. Hey, listen, it's a sad state of affairs when it's up to a performer on Instagram to tell your story for you that you just forgot about and abandoned. But here we are.
Yeah, I feel really sorry for him. And he should be on the WrestleMania card, like you say, but he's not going to be. All I'll say is this. Just really glad that storyline with Aaliyah is not happening anymore, because that made me feel incredibly uncomfortable. Yes, I realise legal age, etc., etc. Still, with that age difference, just felt a little bit weird. Not for me. If it's for you, that's fine. Yeah, but I didn't enjoy it. Right, let's conclude with another title match potentially being added to WrestleMania 37. This being reported by PW Insider's Mike Johnson. Now you're thinking, what titles are left? Well, the titles that were prestigious when they were around the waist of two brilliant Australian women, that being the women's tag team titles, Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax. Don't worry, I'm not going to do it. I'm staying calm today for the time being. I'll get excited in a second. Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax, they are going to defend the tag titles on night two of WrestleMania 37. Who's doing the live stream for that? Oh, it's this guy. That's right. Currently, they are planning to have some sort of multi-team battle royal the night before. Obviously, they've been feuding with like Naomi, Lana, Mandy Rose, Dana Brooke. But let's be honest, like myself, like Gareth, like Phil, like Simon Miller have been campaigning for at the weekends, put the titles on Bayley and Billy Bloody Kay, because why aren't they on the WrestleMania card? And why aren't they tag team champions? This is a really good potential story. I realise I've booked it all in my head and Phil's head and Gareth's head and Simon's head. But it's right there now, Andy. Let's make this a thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's WWE. They don't give you nice things anymore. They just split the Hurt Business up, man. If you like something, they're going to take it away from you. And if you think you might like something in the future, they're probably not going to give it to you. But you know, it's not the most creative way to get the women's tag team titles on the card, but at least they're going to be on the card.
Yes, exactly. And miracles do happen at WrestleMania. You and I were there for it. So we can dream, damn it. Bayley and Billy Kay for the tag titles at WrestleMania. Book it, Vince, you goddamn coward. Right, let's move on to your Twitter questions. At What Culture WWE, of course, if you want to get in touch with us. Mike on the mic starts us off. A lot of people asking us this, Andy. What are your thoughts on the new championship design for the IWGP Heavyweight Championship? Do you guys miss the old design, or was the timing right for something new? What do you reckon to the new Divas of the new New Japan title?
Yeah, I hate it. I hate it. I absolutely hate it. It looks like a little toy. It looks like the Divas title, like you've said. It looks like Cody Rhodes' neck tattoo.
Yeah.
The old one was my favourite title design in pro wrestling. So it's like, it's always going to be a tough transition. But I despise this design. It really does look like something you'd buy down at Toys R Us. And I hate that we had to merge them in the first place. I don't like any of this. And it's a real shame. I think, personally, that the golden era of New Japan Pro Wrestling ended last year at Wrestle Kingdom. And, you know, while you will get over a title design, right, I'll be fine with it in a couple of days. It's just a title design at the end of it. It is kind of a symbol that that period now is ended. And we have Kota Ibushi carrying this stupid crown Divas tattoo thing around. It sucks.
Yeah, it's awful. There's no need to change it in terms of design, certainly, as you say there, Andy. It's like replacing the bloody Open the Dreamgate Championship with something Jeff Hardy's drawn in a spare 5 minutes, for Christ's sake. But actually, me and Sid did a podcast yesterday where we answered a load of your questions from Twitter. And one of the questions I said was, where did it all go wrong for New Japan? If you want to know the answer from someone who knows about these sort of things, check it out. What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcast from. It's called Your Questions Answered. Me and Sid sitting down to answer all your Twitter questions like we do here every day on the news. Second question today comes from Shaq. Not that one, saying, being a TV professional, I appreciate the different camera angles that AEW uses in their matches. Do you think the average viewer sees that as unique as well? And do you think it enhances or detracts from their product?
I think it definitely enhances from the product when, you know, again, I'm going to make the bloody comparison, but WWE's main roster production style is so cut, 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 jarring, jarring, shaky cam, shaky cam. It's something that causes a lot of problems for a lot of people who find it unwatchable in many instances. So the AEW are presenting theirs a little differently is definitely a benefit to the company, I think. You know, there are some issues with AEW's production that could be tidied up even now, 2 years into the promotion's lifespan. But yes, I do think it makes a difference. I personally find it a little bit more of a pleasurable viewing experience, and I'm sure a lot of people feel the same.
Yeah, a quick word for Kevin Dunn, because like you said, I'm not going to talk more about AEW. I think you're right. I think it makes it look great, especially when you compare it to WWE. All I'll say is this, just a personal plea for Kevin Dunn. Kevin, In less than 2 weeks, fans are going to be there for WrestleMania 37. But I know that, so I don't need you to show me their faces every other sodding second and miss out on, I don't know, Daniel Bryan holding up the world title.
Like, yeah.
I just trust me, I know what people's faces look like and I know how they react and how I'm going to react to things at WrestleMania. You do not need to cut. Just chill out a little bit. Jesus. Final question today comes from Sarah Buglass, who says, hi guys, two-part question. Cheating there, Sarah. All right. Who do you think should be the first person to come out of WrestleMania, and do you think that WrestleMania will affect or change any plan pushes for post-WrestleMania, presumably relating, Andy, to see how people will get reacted to by actual fans being there?
Yeah, I think Bianca Belair should come out first at night one. I think that match should go first and just be a banger, right? There's value in a hot opener, and that could be a real hot opener. And, you know, give her the megastar entrance and the big pop. That would be a great way, if she wins the title, to just continue her process of trying to make her a star. As far as, like, WrestleMania affecting plans beyond WrestleMania go, I don't think WWE have made any plans beyond WrestleMania. So, yes, I think a lot of what they do after the show will be determined on the night.
Hopefully, the one thing that will change is Cesaro will get a huge reaction, beat Seth Rollins, and then maybe get a sodding title push. Although, I'm booking Daniel Bryan to hopefully leave with the title. Ah, yeah. Bryan versus Cesaro, even though the heel face dynamic will be all over the sodding shop, I'm 100% here for. And the correct answer, Andy, it's not who I'd like to see, but it's who it's going to be. It's going to be Shane McMahon, isn't it? Because they can't let us have anything nice. Although, fans in attendance, when Braun does the choo-choo, I'm going to be popping out of my sodding chair for that. Right, let's move on to today's and finally, and you may have just Andy's face. You may have seen Brian Alvarez tweeted, yep, they broke up the coolest group in WWE on Tuesday, or what would probably be Monday night, their time, Tuesday morning, our time, regarding the breakup of the Hurt Business. Slight confusion over that. I didn't specify. T-Bar quote tweeted him saying, thank you for your approval, Brian. We just got a bit fed up with the constant criticism from Ali. Yes, Andy. RIP to...
Yes.
Right, let's take a look for that. All today's news stories in the comment section below. Don't forget to like, share and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from for daily wrestling podcasts. Myself and the Daily Boy sitting down to preview the Wednesday Night Wars for one of the final times later on today. Plus, you can let us know your thoughts and Twitter questions on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Watch there, follow both of us. You can follow Andy Murray at
Andy H. Murray. The H stands for Happy 5-Day Weekend to me.
Oh, you lucky bastard. Hey. 4-day weekend for me, though. I'll take it. Follow me on Twitter at AdamWillOne. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. But for now, my thanks to Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us. And we will see you soon.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.